Morning, everybody. We're going to start singing my song in my national language, is in Lingala. So the song is about Jesus says to his disciples, I'm going to my Father to prepare a place for you. I will return to take you. Persevere in prayer. The Holy Spirit will help you. Love and peace of God be with you. So that is the song about.
Yesu aloba kina baye koli gana keina mogana tata pona kombongi sela binwe sika pena koya koswa bino Yesu aloba kina baye koli gana keina mogana tata Kona kobongi sela binwe sika Pena koya koswa bino Oyu kapiko na mambo deli Molimo sanchu akosunga bino Molingo Natata ezala kati na bino Koi kapiko na mambondeli Molimo santu akosunga bino Molingo peki mia natata ezala kati na Yesu aloba kina baye koli Gaina keina mogana tata Kona kobongi sela binwe sika Pena koya kozwa bino Oyi kapiko na mamba deli Molimo santu Akosunga bino Olingo peki mia natata Ezala kati na bino Ezala kati na bino
And welcome to Prairie Street Mennonite Church on a beautiful spring Sunday, April 24th, 2016. Welcome to regular attenders and also to irregular attenders. Welcome to our visitors and those listening through electronic means. And a special welcome to Fellowship of Hope, who is co-sponsors along with Prairie Street Mennonite Church of the Elkhart MBS unit. And for those of us who aren't familiar, the blue house here next door, which we call Jubilee House, is the home to participants in the program called Mennonite Voluntary Service, which is a program of Mennonite Mission Network. And the participants who serve here usually do about 1 or 2 years of service with a nonprofit organization in the community, and this year our group consists of 5 men sitting here in the front row, the ones that just sang. Jake Smooker, who is placed with Church Community Services with the Soup of Success program, And Guy Ponvilai is also with Church Community Services, and he works with the Seed to Feed program. Josh Storer is working with Center for Community Justice, and Evra Chisola is working with maintenance at the seminary, AMBS, and myself, and I work with community bike shops in Goshen and in Elkhart, and also with the youth at Belmont Neighborhood Fellowship. And we will be coordinating the service for you this morning. So let us bow our heads as we enter into prayer and enter into this time of worship. Lord God and Savior, we praise and worship you. Help us to be open to your presence this morning in this space as we acknowledge those doing formal service in your name. Let us recognize also that we are all called to lives of service. Because you love us and served us through your Son, Jesus Christ, we are empowered to love and serve each other. Fill us with your Spirit this morning. We thank and praise you. Amen. Please stand for our hymn.
The Green Hymnal, Green Sing the Journey, number 5, Come and Be Light for Our Eyes. And please remain standing and turn in the blue hymnal, number 575, 575, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And now in the purple book, sing the story, number 65. We will sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5 in Spanish, verse 4 in English.
Dear friends, we come here today as broken persons seeking wholeness. We need the forgiveness and the healing power of God. We need the forgiveness and healing embrace of one another. In our fears and our failures and our addictions and our sin. Beyond our struggling lives, we're aware of the greed and violence in the world around us, sometimes in our own families, sometimes in our neighborhoods, and always, always greed and violence headlined in the news. How we as individuals and how we as a human family need the transforming love of God to recreate us and make us into his image. Please turn in the blue hymnals to the back to number 711. Number 711. Jesus taught us to speak of hope as the coming of God's kingdom. We believe that God is at work in our world, turning hopelessness, evil situations into good. We believe that goodness and justice and love will triumph in the end, and that tyranny and oppression cannot last forever. One day all tears will be wiped away. The lamb will lie down with the lion, and justice will roll down like a mighty stream. True peace and true reconciliation are not only desired, they are assured and guaranteed in Christ. This is our faith. This is our hope. Please rise. Sisters and brothers, if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sin and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By God's grace, we are redeemed. We are sinners saved by grace, walking this week in the freedom only Jesus can bring. So in that freedom and that joy, we greet one another this morning saying, "The peace of Christ be with you." We invite all children to come up here to the right side of the platform, and Nick Bauman has something to share with you. Children, please come forward now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Start by passing the offering basket. If you want to pass that, if you have money, you can put that in there, or if you just want to give it a blessing and pass it on, that's fine. The offering this week is going to a peacemaking program in Northern Ireland, So, next to the church parking lot, right over here, there's a small building, sort of like a garage, and there's a sign in front of that building. Have you guys seen that sign? Do you know what the sign says? Do you know, Silas? Pedal power. Pedal power, that's right, yeah. And what is pedal power? Yeah, Ren.
If you're moving a bike or something, very similar.
Yeah, so pedal power is a bike shop. But it's not a normal bike shop, because all of the bikes at pedal power have been donated. They've been given to us, and we get all kinds of bikes, and we get bikes from really old bikes, 60-year-old bikes sometimes, and the bikes have all kinds of problems. And Carolyn and Silas are going to bring out a bike here that was donated to us, and you guys can help me figure out what's wrong with this bike. Just an example of the variety of, and Ren's seen it already, maybe you've seen it already, I've had it on display in the parking lot for a week. So, yeah, you can like that. Sure. So can you help me figure out what's wrong with this bike? It has flat tires. What else? Yes, Ren? There's a tree in the back wheel. What's that? Yeah, there's nothing on the handlebars. There should be some. What should be on there? Do we know? There's no seat. That's going to be a problem. Handlebars are missing brakes, and in fact, there are no brakes. Well, there are brakes on the back of the bike, and it looks like someone donated money to us. I didn't notice that. We'll put that in the we'll put that in the offering.
That was part of your stick. That was
There are back brakes here, but the tree has grown into it. I suppose this bike was sitting for about 7 years. Most of the bikes that we get donated to us don't have trees growing in the wheel, but they do have all kinds of problems. Yes, Silas. What's that?
No chain.
No chain, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So sometimes the bikes are so broken that we have to just take parts off of them and use them to fix other bikes. But as much as we can, we'll try to work with the bike and get it so that it's ready to go. Now, raise your hand if you have a bike. Okay, most of us have bikes. Raise your hand, and the adults can answer this too. Raise your hand if you walked or biked to church today. A few hands. My housemates should be raising their hands, I hope. Raise your hand if you came to church with a car. In a car. Most of us did. Okay. Now, I want to tell you about the people who come to Pedal Power Bike Shop. Many of the people who come to the bike shop are kind of like the bikes that come to the bike shop. They're all different ages, and just as each of us has problems, the people who come to the bike shop have their own problems, and some of them have had really hard lives. And we do our best to try to help them out, and but sometimes their problems are too great for us to fix. But we try to help them at least with getting a bike. Many of the people who come to our shop don't have a car like you do, and their only way to get around is to walk or to bike. And sometimes if they want to get a job, in order to get to their job, they need a bike to get there. And so we do what we can to help them fix their bike. Or if they don't have a bike, they come and they help out in the shop, and then we'll help them get a bike. And many of these people don't have families who love them like we have. And many of them don't have their own home to live in. And so we do what we can to help them, and we ask God to help us with the rest. Let us close in prayer. God, thank you for your love and the love you give us that allows us to love each other. And sometimes the problems that we see in our community are too big for us, and we just ask that you help fill the gaps and that your love be the dominating force when we don't feel we have enough to give. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Our reading for this morning is going to be in Psalm 1:1-3. Blessed are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper.
Salmo capítulo 1, versículos 1 a 3. Dichoso el hombre que no sigue el consejo de los malvados, ni se detiene en la senda de los pecadores, ni cultiva la amistad de los blasfemos, sino que en la ley del Señor se deleita, y día y noche medita en ella. Es como el árbol plantado a la orilla de un río, que cuando llega su tiempo da fruto y sus hojas jamás se marchitan. Todo cuanto hace prospera.
Matthew 5:3-11. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kind of evil against you because of me.
Mateo capítulo 5 versículos 3 a 11. Dichosos los pobres en espíritu, porque el reino de los cielos les pertenece. Dichosos los que lloran, porque serán consolados. Dichosos los humildes, porque recibirán la tierra como herencia. Dichosos los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque serán saciados. Dichosos los compasivos, porque serán tratados con compasión. Dichosos los de corazón limpio, porque ellos verán a Dios. Dichosos los que trabajan por la paz, porque serán llamados hijos e hijas de Dios. Dichosos los perseguidos por causa de la justicia, porque el reino de los cielos les pertenece. Dichosos serán ustedes cuando por mi causa la gente los insulte, los persiga y levante contra ustedes toda clase de calumnias.
The word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor.
We have been blessed this year to have five practitioners of the Sermon on the Mount, followers of Jesus, with the Fellowship of Hope congregation and with Prairie Street Mennonite Church, and serving in the community. And they are bringing the sermon this morning. So let's do our usual prayer of blessing for these brothers. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the way these brothers have witnessed to your love and the way they already have ministered to us in the past year and this morning in their leadership. Pour out your spirit on them now as they share and open our ears to hear what you would have us hear so our lives can change into the likeness of Christ. Amen.
Before we go to the preaching and the sharing, I would like to sing a song. It's a loud song, praise to the Lord.
Que va
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank to the Lord our God for this wonderful moment, for this wonderful morning that we are together to receive His blessing from His abundant throne, from through our worshiping, through our singing, and by listening to His word. And I would like to say thank you to Perry Church, Fellowship of Hope, and the support committee that allowing me to standing here to share in the peace of Christ and the love of God today. Well, in case if anybody here for the first time, we are warmly welcome you and looking forward to see you again and again. And for those who are here for a long time, but we haven't got a chance to get to know each other yet, my name is Kai. I'm from Laos, and I've been here in the United States of America about 8 months through the International Volunteer Exchange Program, or IVAP, by MCC, Mennonite Center Committee. And I'm currently working with Seed to Feed at Church Community Services, and just living by the next door at Jubilee House, and you welcome to stop by. Well, I'm not a preacher or a biblical student, but I'm glad to be here this morning to share one of the most powerful words in the scripture that we just read this morning in Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Why? Because righteousness is the root of our blessing. In the righteousness, there's prosperity. In the righteousness, there's peace. In the righteousness, there's healing. There's stability. In the righteousness, there's success, there's victory, and every good thing is in the righteousness. That's why righteousness is the root of our blessing. And when we talk about the root, I would like to talk a little bit about the biology or the plant or the tree. Imagine, when we look at the tree, maybe at a Jubilee House, the big tree over there, what can we see? We may see the trunk, we may see the branches, we may see the leaves, we may see the flowers or the fruit, right? But there's one thing which is very, very important. It's unseen and it supplies everything for the tree. It supplies vitamin for the tree. It supplies life for the tree. Is it the root? It's called the root. And there's two different kinds of root. There's the tap root, or the main root, the big one, and the branch root, the small one that come along with the tap root. Along the tap root, there's millions of small root, or the branch root. But the tap root is the main root. If the tap root is strong, the tree will be strong. If the tap root goes deeply into the ground, the tree will be stable, very, very stable. And those small roots that come from tap root, they provide a firm grounding for the tree, right? And also, righteousness is the taproot of Christian life. If you are strong, your life will be strong. And you will produce much fruit. So let me stop by a little and think about how's your root? Is it strong? Has gone deeply into the ground of righteousness. Nowadays, as a civilization, people thinking much about the other thing. We thinking much about the visible thing. But brother and sister, please don't worry about those things, those upper part, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, or the fruit. Please don't worry about that. Our job is to make sure that the root is taken care of. Just to make sure that the root is strong. Our job is to make sure that our root goes deeply into the ground of righteousness. Now, there are so many people try to work on the upper part. They try to fix that upper part, that visible one. And sometimes, when they work on it, it makes it worse. But when we focus on the righteousness, when we focus on the unseen part, which is the most important part that we don't see, that's the taproot that we don't see. Why? Because what we see is just only those upper part. Because what we see is just only the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, the tree, the fruit, the people will look at us and they will see those things. We care about those things. We care about those upper part. But we never talk about the root. We never talk about the root, which is a very important thing. We never talk about that. But is it the root that supplies everything? Is this the root that supplies vitamins? And is this the root that supplies life for the tree. The tree can be strong and be survive. And it's the same as Christian life. If we're taking care of the righteousness, if we work on the righteousness, if we root deeply into the ground of righteousness, and we focus on the righteousness, your leaves will be forever green. Your life will be a fruit bearing in all season. And your tree will be very, very strong. No area or storms of life can knock you down. Nothing can knock you down if your root is strong. So, we need to take care of the root. That's why Jesus said at Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What did he say? He just told us to taking care of the root first. And all those things that you need in your life, whatever that you need into your life, shall be added unto you. Third upper part, that visible one that you desire into your life, shall be added unto you if you seek first his righteousness. Brother and sister, no matter what circumstance surrounding you right now, no matter the challenges in front of you right now, some of us may have many life's problems. Everyone has problems. Some of us may have a financial issue. Some of us may struggling with the family or the marriage issue. Some of us may encountering with the physical or mental illness. Some of us may fighting with the sickness, with the fear or the lack. But you know what? Those things are temporary. I said they are temporary. Just only the words of God eternal. Right? Just only the words of God eternal. And the Bible says, those things will pass away, but the words of God will remain forever. The seed of God's word will never fail. If you keep watering the seeds, if you keep taking care of the seed, taking care of the root, it will bring harvest to your life. And your life will be like a tree that planted by the river of stream water that bring its forth, its fruit in all season. And your leaves shall not wither. And whatever you do shall prosper. Amen.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Joshua Storer. I'm a Jubilee House member. And I won't be having a sermon, per se, or trying to explore themes such as what Kai did with looking at Christian living and right living and how that starts with seeking first the kingdom of God, but rather feeling an invitation for storytelling. And being here, I was encouraged to share maybe what my Elkhart story's been, or how I've experienced my time in northern Indiana. If you would have told me some time ago that I would have been comfortable living in northern Indiana amongst four strangers that I knew nothing about before being here, that wouldn't have seemed like anything within my life trajectory. I wouldn't have ever been comfortable with that. And in being in this space, I was trying to think of maybe exploring my own placement and a story through that. And in trying to do that, nothing would come to mind. With those that might not be familiar with Center for Community Justice or don't know its work, it's mostly working with victims and offenders of crime and trying to look at restorative justice model and the healing that can come through that, which is a beautiful thing. There's plenty of stories in that. But nothing seemed impactful for me to say about that. I believe exploring or looking at CCJ would be a great thing, and we're always looking for volunteers. For myself, coming to Elkhart was a place in which I carried my own baggage and a lot with me. And looking at even being here was a matter of what can I gained for myself. It was the same type of thing that I had experienced through college and high school or other things, with a matter of what is there for me. And coming to Elkhart was the first time where that type of mindset started to face limitations. Being at a place where it became so much more that it isn't about me. I didn't have the means to make it about me anymore. I didn't have the income or things I was used to, and being able to take a weekend away or having this kind of retreat or doing such things, it wasn't there anymore. And Elkhart had been a very difficult place starting out because of that. It was difficult. I couldn't find my space here or feel like I was a part of something because I didn't see me in that picture. And it got to a place where finally learned it isn't about me. I started to see the positive things in my community. I started to see a place where I see people alongside each other and looking towards how they can be a part of other people's lives, and seeing Elkhart as a space where, although I couldn't see myself as a piece of the puzzle, I am. I just wasn't acknowledging the puzzle that was around me. And this has been my own story with Elkhart and what I thought I'd like to share. I'd like to end with just quoting a man that's been a big, been fairly impactful in my life, and a man that kind of called me into a space of living deeply and feeling called to the Christian worldview. A big influence in my life has been Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and I'd like to just close with a quote with "It is easy to overestimate our own importance of our own achievements in comparison with what we owe others." And I feel that that has been my own space in Elkhart and my own struggle, and being in a place and being reminded that it isn't about my own ambitions, but a matter of being in a space where I can look forward and be a part of how can I be involved with other people and live deeply. Thank you.
I'm just going to share a little bit of history about Jubilee House, and some of you experienced it firsthand and would know it better than I do, but I'm just going to share what I know, and this is taken from a piece of history that John Bender wrote for the house. So if any of this is inaccurate, don't look at me. Go to John Bender. So summer of 2004, so 12 years ago already, three young adults from the congregation decided to live in Jubilee House here next door. That was Sarah Thompson and Mary and Catherine Olenberger. And from what John wrote, there were three young adult men who also found themselves spending a lot of time there, Ross and Joe Ringenberg and Julian Weeby Johnson. I think before that it had been used as a sort of daycare center. I don't know when that ended. In January of 2006, so 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, is when the proposal was approved to start an MVS unit. And the leadership team that was taking on that initiative, I'm just going to list the people who were on that team: Darren Snyder-Belusic, Simon Gingrich, James Crable, Heather Smith, Art Stoltzfus, Mary Ann Weber, and Janice Wiebe Ollenberger. Many of you are still regular attenders here in the congregation. The first unit was in the fall of 2007, so this would be the eighth MVS year, if I'm doing the math correctly. 2009 and 10, there were 10 members, sort of peaked a little bit there, and some of them were living in a house over on Wolf Avenue, is it Wolf Avenue, and a house owned by Fellowship of Hope, and that's when Fellowship of Hope soon became a co-sponsor of the MVS unit. And so we're just going to take a moment here and recognize a little bit the service that's been done by many of you here at Prairie Street and Fellowship of Hope. Would all those who have been volunteers with the Elkhart MVS unit stand at any time if you've been part of the... And I know there's more that aren't here today that often are, and my own housemates aren't standing, but okay, so Stefan and my housemates, okay, and Anna Ruth, right, yeah. So would you stand, anyone who's participated in Mennonite voluntary service ever, if you've participated in that program, would you stand, please? Thank you. Or any volunteer program, similar program for a year or more. So great, thank you. You can have a seat. Would the support committee please stand? So our support committee, which is made up of people from both churches, they are also volunteers, and you can sit down. They put in a lot of time and effort, and the program would be much worse off if it wasn't for the efforts that they give and the sacrifice they make towards when we have requests or needs with the car or with the house, and we call them, they're there for us. I'll stop. Would mentors stand also? Each MVSer is paired with a mentor, and they are also volunteers. And would we just have everyone stand who's been on the support committee at any time, who's helped with getting the house ready for the unit? Would everyone who's been involved with this MVS unit, if you've been on any sort of team, please stand? And just want to say thank you, because we recognize that your service was voluntary, and as hard as my time living in this MVS unit and in this neighborhood has been, I'm definitely better off than I was when I first came here a year and a half ago. And I also know a lot more about fixing bikes, which is really cool. So, yes, so thank you.
Please turn in the blue hymnal to number 544, When We Walk with the Lord, and please stand.
What glory we shed on our
I invite the MVSers to come forward and have with me Marie Troyer, Mary Catherine Miller. Also, I'm wondering, who is here from Fellowship of Hope in pastoral leadership? Could you come forward and just stand behind these people, just representing Fellowship of Hope? I realize this event is at Prairie Street, but there are two congregations. So Keith Kingsley coming forward, thank you. So just come stand with these brothers representing Fellowship of Hope. Mary Catherine Miller has been chair of the support committee and is going to say a few words.
It's a delight to be here with both churches. Our support committee meets monthly, and members are from both committees. And the members from Prairie Street are Luke Rushley, Margaret DeLucene, Matthew Cordella, Carolyn Hunt, and Alan Bernhardt, and myself. And then we enjoy working with Fellowship of Hope, John Graber, Suella Gerber, and Barb Fridley. So appreciate very much. It's a working committee, so we work and we have fun and we laugh together. I'm glad for that. Also, just want to say thank you to the churches, both Fellowship and Prairie Street, for your sharing of friendship and food and encouragement and prayers. Those things make a big difference as we try to build community. And VSers, what a delight to know you, each one of you. And I am just with deep gratitude for your willingness to come and share your gifts, for your willingness to stretch living in this community and experience opening your lives to new experiences and new opportunities, and also for extending the mission of both churches and your work and living in this community. We are blessed, and we hope we can bless you also with gratitude.
Mary Catherine and Marie Troyer have spearheaded the production of 5 comforters, which are behind you. And Marie is going to explain what these are about. Marie?
I don't know if I can explain it or not. We did a lot of small quilts for the children of the church. And one Sunday, Mary Catherine asked me if we could maybe do something like that for the gentlemen or whoever is at the MBS house. So the service circle has done most of the knotting. Mary Catherine did one or two, maybe two of those. Anyway, it's a lot of fun making the quilts, and it's a lot of fun to sit around the comforter top and have the ladies knot them, and we talk and talk about who might receive these. So we decided today that you would get your quilt by choosing by lot. So the numbers start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So here you go.
Just say what number you get. Number 4.
We hope you appreciate these because they do take a little bit of work and a little bit of time. So we hope you appreciate them and take them home with you and use them to cuddle or whatever. Okay? Thanks.
Thanks to you, Marie, and Mary Catherine, and anyone who helped with that. It was a great project. Thank you very much. Please raise your hand in a blessing as we bless these brothers. Dear God, we have seen the light and life of Christ in these brothers in the faith, and we thank you for this year of walking with them and them with us. And as they now bring their terms of service here to conclusion, lead them in the next stages of the journey. Keep them in your faith and in your hope in the people of God, and keep them in touch with us whenever possible. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Excuse me. I just wanted to say one thing to clarify some confusion, because some Fellowship of Hope people had the impression that there was a meal after this gathering today and brought food. And given that, it shouldn't go to waste. I just would like to suggest that obviously, unless it really does multiply, we can't feed everybody who's here. But if, for instance, the VSers would like to join in a meal after the Sunday school hour, and others, and we'll see how far it goes.
Thank you, Keith. And I highlight in the bulletin that on Wednesday evening of this week, from 5:30, I'm not sure why it says 5:50, but from 5:30 until 7 p.m., there's a gathering here, what we're calling Dream the Teams. And we have two of these Dream the Team events. One is Wednesday and one is next Sunday noon. We're hoping everybody can participate in at least one of those. It's not sequential, but this is a time to reflect on what's going well in the life of the church and where we might do things better at Prairie Street. This is a Prairie Street event, so please plan to be at one or the other if you're at Prairie Street, and you're welcome to come to both.
I'm sorry, I'm going to make you stand up again so you can receive the benediction. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to what is good. Return to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord your God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of God remain with you now and always. Amen.